Good morning. A Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the State Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco running for governor, not the nominee, but he wants to have the head of the State Ethics Commission resign. Please explain why.
Yeah, Seth Agata, who is a former counsel to Governor Cuomo, testified at the recent trial of Joe Prococo, the longtime aide to Cuomo, that basically he knew Prococo was using his old office even though he was off the payroll. You know, the Republicans have called for an investigation into whether Prococo broke state law doing so and what Cuomo knew about it, but they don't trust Agata to be able to do it. They say he knew it, he didn't do anything about it when he became the J-COPE chairman, and they think it's a conflict of interest and an appearance of impropriety, and DeFrancisco is saying he should resign.
From there to former Erie County Executive Joel Giambrit. He is going after the Conservative Party in New York, blaming them for his failed bid to get the nomination for governor, and specifically ahead of the party, Michael Long.
It would look like a case of sour grapes, except that other Republicans, moderate Republicans, are saying it too. And what Giambra argued basically is that the Conservative Party has become an albatross around the neck of the Republican Party, and it's really hurting Republicans who haven't won a statewide race since 2002. Michael Long, who's the party chairman, he basically called him a caveman, a Neanderthal, and even a waste of human oxygen for his views opposing gay marriage, abortion, the Child Victims Act, gun control. So he feels that the Republicans, as long as they're in lockstep with the Conservative Party, aren't going to be able to move forward in New York.
Finally, Ken, some new Siena polls out. Explain what's going on there.
Well, interestingly, it's the first Siena poll that looks into Cynthia Nixon and how she would do against Cuomo. And according to this poll, not very well. The actress is looking into running against Cuomo, but Cuomo would be up on her right now among Democrats, 66% to 19%. So maybe that'll give her some more information as she's considering whether to get into the race. Another part of the poll also talks about gun control, and it basically finds that New Yorkers overwhelmingly support a number of gun control measures, although they oppose the idea of arming school teachers.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He thankfully joins us each Monday. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.